This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
What is up, everybody? Friday night. Friday night means independent wrestling and independent comics. Welcome to Indie Alley. What's happening, Fred?
What's up, Andrew?
Same old, same old. But we had a whole week to prepare this time, so I actually read some comics. Didn't watch enough wrestling, but I did read some comics.
I read quite a bit of comics, and I actually watched a lot more TV this week, and of course, spent some time at the hockey rink and ate very poorly. I said I wasn't going to eat poorly, and I have it. I'm still struggling. So if anybody ever says, oh, these people that always post workout pictures don't struggle, that's bullshit. I'm struggling. I just said today, I was like, Danielle, can we get some pizza again? She was like, I thought you were going to eat healthy. I was like, maybe tomorrow. She was like, you've been saying that since you turned 43.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's what it was. You had a birthday and you've been in celebration mode the whole time.
Yeah. I'm struggling, but the workouts still are happening. It's not, I don't know. I got to shake it before my next doctor's appointment.
I haven't been doing it either, man. I feel bad. Now I'm starting to feel guilty about it. I've been eating kind of poor. Not full on poor, but I've been eating kind of poor. And I haven't been working out. I haven't been doing shit. I need to get back on the horse.
You need to jazzercise.
Something. I need to figure out a good time to work out because my mornings are gone now. I don't get my mornings to myself now. I'm kind of like on baby duty in the morning. So.
Well, here's what you do. You strap up the stroller and you go for a walk.
She's a little too little to go outside yet. But yeah, she gets her workout. I sit next to her while she works out on the mat. She's doing tummy time, lifting the head and everything, doing push-ups.
Yeah, downward dog.
She's got to go on. I'm laying on my ass and she's sitting there working. So yeah, something's wrong there. Something's wrong.
Yeah, maybe you should do some tummy time next year.
Shit, no.
You guys could do it together.
Yeah, there we go.
it's a bonding experience.
Bonding experience, yeah. But yeah, that's about it. So at least you did watch something. How about that Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. How about the halftime show?
Huh? Shake it, shake it, shake it. Oh. Those hips don't lie. Like,
hell no, they haven't for like 43 years, and I'm jealous of PK, man. I'm like, holy crap, this dude, he's got it made.
Oh, man.
I was like, Danielle, did you know that Shakira is... She turned 43 two days before me, and she was like, oh, okay, what's that?
Oh, no,
I was like, oh, nothing. And then I seen some memes of, like, guys in the hospital on ventilators and stuff, and it said that they asked their wives if they were 50 like J-Lo, and I was like, oh, okay, I was headed that direction. I see what happened, but yeah. I've always been a big fan of Shakira. Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah, Shakira looked good. J-Lo's with A-Rod, though. I don't like A-Rod. Never been a fan.
And here's the thing, though. I've seen her without makeup. It doesn't do anything. I've seen Shakira without makeup. She looks the same. So
there you go.
And she shakes her bonbon.
Yep, she sure does. And that caused a whole uproar. Lord have mercy. People would think they hadn't seen a butt move before. Oh, man. The children. Your children are watching twerk videos on TikTok and all kinds of stuff. So.
Hell yeah, they are. Hell yeah, they are. People, they were just jealous because they, you know, these women were, you know, their age and in better shape and stuff. So if anything, it should motivate them.
Yeah, get up there. Take a belly dancing class.
Yeah, get on that pole. Yeah. Work it.
Work it. How about them Chiefs?
Yeah. And then I'm actually very excited for Ronnie's team.
Yeah.
My homies out there.
From the great state of Kansas.
Yes, I got that shirt. I actually ordered that shirt. I'm excited. I'm excited for them. It's you know, Pat Mahomes was a Tigers draft pick. So at least the Tigers.
I didn't know that.
He was actually a Tigers draft pack, so draft pick. So actually, the Detroit Tigers draft better quarterbacks than the Detroit Lions.
Oh, no.
Sick burn,
Oh,
huh?
you mean the son? Okay, I just caught it. I caught it. I thought you meant his dad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, his dad did play for the Twins, but Pat Mahomes, he was drafted by the Tigers, but he decided to play football.
Yes. Yeah, my mom was telling me that now that I think about it. She's all, it's because he played baseball. That's why he's so good. I go, Mom, he's not the first quarterback to play baseball. And I had to like tell like name off some other quarterbacks. I go, it's pretty common, Mom.
Yeah, that's why you should be a two-sport athlete. I mean, you don't just limit yourself. You got to do different things. Like they always tell the kids at hockey, you should be playing lacrosse, soccer, or something, swimming. Just keep them active
Charlie
because
Ward,
who
baby.
knows?
Heisman winning
Yeah.
Charlie Ward would have never made it in the NFL, probably, but he had a hell of a career in the NBA. Got to play those multiple sports.
Kenny Lofton.
Yeah, that's one of our hometown guys. He didn't even play college ball. I mean, college baseball. He
Right,
just was at Arizona playing basketball, and he was good
but he's
enough.
a hell of a leadoff hitter.
Exactly.
Had a beautiful glove.
He was a great player. Great, great player.
Yep. But here we go again talking sports.
Oh man. You know, every time we do this, we probably lose at least four nerds. They just nod
Oh.
off. They say, "You know, I thought this was a comic book show, and you guys are talking about
Yeah.
sports."
Hey,
Well,
we can nerd out on anything. You can be a nerd in anything.
damn straight. I nerd out on stats. Crunching
Yeah.
stats is nerdy.
Yep, numbers. Like our fantasy wrestling numbers,
Yes,
maybe?
and those are coming up later today. We'll get to know who the inaugural champion of our fantasy league is as we finished our first week. It was a good week, actually.
Right. But like stats, like ratings and stuff like that, that's bullshit. So we're gonna leave that alone.
Oh, it is, huh? Okay.
Until maybe later.
Okay. Oh,
I
you
see.
mean comic book ratings?
Yeah,
Oh, I thought you
any
meant
kind of
wrestler
ratings.
ratings. Or do you mean wrestler
Any
ratings?
type.
Oh, you don't want any ratings.
Like numbers, you know, things like
You don't
that.
like
You know.
numbers?
Well, you know,
You're not 10 for 10. You're not 10 stars out of 10 stars.
No, I don't do the 10 for 10 stuff, you know, the perfect scores, but I did major in finance, so I do like numbers,
If you can
and I
spend
do
them.
like this, and if you know, like finance, like stockbroking is like legalized gambling, so that was my way into gambling, so yeah,
Okay, we've gone from
I
sports
love
to
that stuff.
gambling. We're going to get kicked out like Boy Pete Rose. We should probably get back focused on
Right,
comics.
so let's get into what did you read this
What
week?
did I read this week? I read a lot of stuff, but most of my stuff is from like weeks past. So it's going to be like a trip down memory lane for everybody listening. Let's see. What did I read? I read The Butcher of Paris, number two. And number three came out this week. That's how far behind it. And I really dug it. It's creepy as hell, man. I mean, that true crime aspect to that book is pretty amazing. Yeah, definitely one I would recommend people check out.
Right, because the amount of research that Stephanie Phillips did for that book, you know, there is a little bit of historical fiction in it, but there's a lot of historical like realism that happened. That's the scary part.
Yeah, I'm curious. You talk to her sometimes. You should ask her how much she would say, like if it's about 37, 70, 30, 80, 20. Like, how much does she kind of embellish? Because you got to tell an entertaining story. So you have to kind of put a
Right.
little bit in there. And you have to guess because there's just a lot of stuff we don't know. We don't know what the guy was thinking, stuff like that. So, but it's really good.
It's one of my favorite Dark Horse books right now. That's for
Nice.
sure.
I also read the finale of Midnight Vista, something you'd read before, but I hadn't read yet. Boy, that was really good. And I don't want to give too much away because I think people should buy the trade of this, which should probably be coming out soon because that last issue, talk about, being patient. It was a good series, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like, well, more like my top five series or anything like that. It's about alien abduction. It was fun, it was funny, it was interesting. But man, the last one, talk about the payoff. That last issue was like, whoa, mind blown. Oh man, I hope they do some more. Totally like paid off, totally delivered.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, after seeing what happened at the end, if there could be a spin-off to this. You know what I'm saying? Because, but I do like how it ended, like, with those on the rooftop and things like that. It was creepy. It was a lot of adrenaline. That whole series was full of adrenaline. You know, a lot of times, like, you know, it has so many aspects of the alien stuff. Like, if you listen to podcasts with aliens, and he really dives deep into it. But then he adds in like some comedy that makes you feel like it's like some Hot Fuzz stuff, you know, like that type of movie where you know, which I really enjoy his writing. I really think, you know, Elliot Rahal is one of the best writers, up and coming writers out there. And we've seen it with Hot Lunch Special. We've seen it with like Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe, Quantum and Woody.
And I read Cult Classic this week. That was another one. I read number three of that. And that one makes you just feel like a little kid. Like I said, I posted, little kid that's out too late watching movies in the dark when they're supposed to be in bed. You know, those old cheesy horror movies, man. B
Yeah,
class.
like that Sin, what's that guy's name? Senguli, or what's his name? What's that guy's name that
The guy who,
Professor Frenzy always is talking about, like, at what he's tweeting about on like Friday nights or something? Like, it's like that type of stuff. Or it's kind of like during my generation, we used to have like those rated B movies where Elvira was doing the stuff at the beginning, so it's based upon that stuff, which is really cool. Like, you would get like the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, like she would introduce and stuff, and that type of
And the
character. It's
grandpa
hot.
from what is it, was it called, from not Adam's Family, from what was the other one like Adam's Family, Munsters.
The
He
monsters, yeah.
did that. He would introduce movies out here where I live.
Yeah, my dad used to watch that stuff. If he wasn't watching that, then he was watching like Lone Ranger or Tarzan or some crap.
There
That's
you
what he was
go.
into.
So, but yeah, that's also Rahal. Good stuff.
He's been on a roll. But I want to tell you one book that's been on a roll for me, and it's totally becoming into like a historical fiction book, is Killadelphia. I know you haven't read like the third issue yet, right?
No, mm-mm.
Well, it dives more into like the John Adams stuff, which is really cool for me. He's
Nice.
taking a deeper dive into like the historical aspects and stuff of Philadelphia, which is, and paired with that art, like that whole book is beautiful. I'm big into it, and like I said, I mentioned previous two shows where we talked about it. I don't like, you know, vampire stuff, you know, the Interview with a Vampire, any type of shit like that, and this is really good. I'm really enjoying it because you forget about the vampires and you're more wrapped up in the story and things. But if you want a fun book, which is normally like a horror book, which is Ice Cream Man number 17, came out this week, and just look at this cover. It says Confection Comics. And it's Ice Cream Man holding up the ice cream truck, like Action Comics. The whole issue is a spoof of Superman. So we get like different characters. Like there's one, like there's a Flash, and then there's what's the one character's name? Shoot, I wasn't prepared for this. There's, you know,
Yeah,
there's
prepared for them questions.
Wondrous Woman, and then Lickety Split, which is like the Flash character, and then there's this pink character that looks like Green Lantern, but his name is called Pinky Ring, and he has a ring on his pinky, and it's funny, and they kind of like make fun of stuff. You know, like a lot of people like to capitalize on the Superman issue where the kid is thinking about committing suicide. Okay, well, in this issue, the kid fucking jumps
Oh man.
because he, you know, because he turns his back, and they say like goodbye or something. I think he jumps. Hold on, let me. I believe he jumps, but it's something to that effect. But you know, it doesn't work out like it does in the
In the Superman
comic book.
book.
It's been a like I read it like the beginning of the week, but it's a good book and it's a total spoof and you can have fun with it. Yeah. Those are two that I really enjoyed. You got any others that
Dark.
you were
You
in?
went dark on that one. Undiscovered Country, number three. Man, that book, the more I read it, the more vast that world is. I think this book is going to be huge. I said that I really do think it's going to be the kind of book you look back and if you're not buying them now, you're going to wish you bought them, like the early Walking Dead books that you couldn't find anymore. I read where They want to go at least 50, at minimum 30, and they'd like to even go longer than that. And the way the book's selling, they think they're going to be able to.
Right, and they're already in production with a movie company too.
Yeah, because this is the kind of thing that lends to a big show like Walking Dead. I keep going back to that.
Not the big show, but yeah.
But you know, with lots of characters, multiple stories, a big vast, you know, and people love that stuff. They love that dystopian what if America turned into this, you know, Hunger Games kind of thing. You know what I mean? People just dig that.
But do you feel like there's an oversaturation of those type of books right now in the indie comics?
No, I don't say there's an oversaturation because there's always been those kind of books. I think Walking Dead becoming something major on television makes it seem like it, but they've always been around. I mean, you can go back and there's been earlier stuff that was like that. Planet of the Apes has that kind of feel. What else would I put in that vein? Escape from New York. Shit, now I'm going blank. But most zombie, The Stand is kind of like that by Stephen King. You know, the world all goes to crap and then people move either to Colorado or to Vegas kind of thing. So I think it's been around forever. It's just something happens. Mm-hmm. This is just a new take on it. I like where it's going. And the whole time jump. That's what we learned in this third one. There's this time jump that hasn't really quite been explained yet.
Yeah, they kind of do have like those. It kind of flashes back and forth between time zones with the stuff. But the reveal of who some of the characters end up being and stuff is interesting for me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a really rich book, and they haven't even scratched the surface. So I'm really into that book. Those were the big ones I read. Yeah.
Right. Plus, with those two writers, like they're both very deep thinking individuals, so you know you're gonna get like a lot of in depth stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you read the stuff at the back that they write? They write about a lot of stuff, and the fact that they're both fans of American history, so they're pulling on American history. They're political fans. I mean, Sol is a lawyer. He's a practicing lawyer, as far as I know. He has a practice. These are really smart people that have some really cool ideas, and when you have two of them like that, like if one gets a little bit of a mind block and kind of you have the other one to kind of say, well, why don't we do this, you know, to have two creatives of that level. I mean, I read a lot of their big two stuff. I read Justice League, I read Batman stuff from Snyder, I love Soul's Daredevil, I love his Star Wars stuff. His Star Wars stuff is outstanding. These are really good writers.
Yeah, so if it was like a wrestling, like when it was the 80s, early 90s, when the Mega Powers joined.
Yep.
That's them.
That's them.
Hogan and Macho Man.
Who's Hogan and who's Macho?
I would have to say, like, Soul might have to be Hogan because he's not as outgoing on Twitter as opposed to, like, Scott Snyder. Scott Snyder's, like, he seems to be the party animal. Like, he's like, Elizabeth!
You know? And he's definitely best buds with, Capello, who's definitely a wild man.
Yeah, he likes to work out. I think that's the Italian in them. The Guidos.
Yeah, there you go.
So, another book that I read was, Quantum and Woody is back. And I'm glad that they're back because we need some more comedy in our lives. Because, like I mentioned, we read a lot of horror books.
Yes.
And Quantum and Woody has brought some comedy. I'm enjoying the first issue. It kind of wrapped up things in the first issue, but it's moving on to a separate story. It's not, you know, it seems to be moving a little quickly, but I'm enjoying it.
Nice.
It's something different. And speaking of something killing the children, I just read number 5, and man, I'm starting to wonder if James Tinian is related to Joe Hill at some point or another, because some of the stuff, like his writing style of horror is very much similar to Joe Hill. Did you happen to read Olympia this week?
I did. I haven't read. Isn't there a newer one that came out? So I read 2 and 3 is what I read.
3 is the last one that came out.
Oh, okay. So I'm up to date. Hey, I'm up to date. Yeah, woo!
You're up to date. You get a ribbon or something. That's what they give kids nowadays.
Talk about a comic for comic book fans. I was thinking, I think it's issue two when he's so in the comic book shop. First of all, shout out to that guy who works at that comic book shop. He lets that kid just peruse comics and hooks him up with stuff to read. Some of those comic shop guys are not that nice. They don't let the kids touch anything, man. He's really cool. But that part where he's reading the old comic about Olympia, and if you look on the side, at first I thought, oh man, I got a bum issue. There's some like smudged ink over here on the side. But then I looked at it closely. They tried to make the pages look like newsprint, and it looks really cool. And I was like, wow, talk about going all in on a gimmick. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we're a comic within a comic. And so it's pretty cool. Kind of has that. What's that comic Cool World where the comic world kind of interacts with the guy who's drawing the comics?
Are you talking about the Brad Pitt movie?
Yeah. Is that the one? But it's not Brad. It's like the guy that's drawing the comic. He draws Holly Weird. And all that. I think her name is Holly Weird. I can't remember. It's been so long, but yeah.
Is that all the books that you happened to read this week, or
Rising Sun? I thought that was pretty good.
Is that's the Japanese?
Yeah, with all those different warriors from a different clan and all that stuff. I thought it was really good looking. I love the colors and the art.
Who wrote that one? Was that
Abbott? No, Martz, I believe.
Oh yeah, Rod Mars. Yeah.
I liked it. I liked it. It was pretty simple, but I like those kind of books. Like just like the stay up late to watch the movies. That's a get up early Saturday morning and watch Kung Fu Theater kind of thing. So
yeah, it was really good, and the art really popped to me for that book.
Oh yeah, when I read it. The colors were just outstanding. I noticed that right away. So.
Plus, I kind of like Japanese culture, so that kind of made it extra cool for me when I read it.
Yeah.
So did you watch anything this week?
Not really. I watched AEW. Last night, we kind of caught up on our Riverdales. We were behind, so we watched two Riverdales. We were going to watch Sabrina, but we never got around to it. We've only watched one episode of that. We're an Archie household. We watch all the Archie stuff. We didn't watch Katie Kane yet. We have that recorded, so yeah. Archie stuff. Mm-hmm. That's about all we watched.
Well, I finally finished The Boys. And I'm excited to see what happens in the new book mm-hmm. that comes out soon. Because, like you mentioned, at that where they leave us off at, mm-hmm. it seems like it's going to be taking from the new books that they're going to be writing. Wouldn't you say that?
Kind of. I think it's going to be a combo of the new book and the stuff they haven't given us yet from the other books. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, the end of that... where Homelander kind of burns out, like they try to make him like dependent of what's that girl's name from Beverly Hillbillies that played her, the girl that was controlling him, or they made
yeah,
it seem
she
like
was from Beverly Hillbillies. Wow.
Yeah, she was. Wasn't she?
Isn't she's the girlfriend movie? In Karate Kid, right? Elizabeth Shue, isn't that who?
Is that?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, she.
And Leaving Las Vegas, that one where Nicolas Cage is a drunk.
Mm-hmm.
She's in that too. I think she got nominated for that. That's why I'm thinking of that one.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he like, you know, how they made it look at the end of that and stuff. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed, like, once I got back into it, when I finished episode 8, I was wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good feeling.
Yeah. Would you say though, the interesting thing I say looking at it is they've chosen to focus on just kind of the DC stuff. Is what I call the DC stuff is obviously these heroes are patterned off of DC characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like making fun and parody. Where you read the series, there's also a lot of shots at Marvel too. He's a very equal opportunity writer, Enos is, but they're not doing any of that. They're not doing the X-Men stuff. They're not doing the Avengers stuff or any of those. They're just sticking straight to DC, it seems like. And the focus is on Homelander and his team. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I think that's a good idea for them, because right now DC's kind of down in the dumps yeah. with certain things. So, you know, you got to pick on them for a little bit to, you know, build your base up. But eventually they're going to kick the Marvel fans in the face too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that X-Men stuff. the whole why Professor Xavier gets all these little orphans stuff. Woo!
yeah. So, I mean, they're going to get their chance too. So, all these little fanboys out there that are getting excited and getting Woodrow's in their pants because of... that the DC's getting, you know, they're making fun of DC. You'll get your turn,
Yeah.
especially it's coming. Another show that I watched, like I mentioned like last week, October Faction came out, and I actually watched the first three episodes. It's interesting. You know, it's not something that I would. It's a lot into the magic aspects, so that I don't really get into, but I still enjoy it. Like, I'm not quick to go through it as opposed to like how I feel towards Lock and Key, which came out today. And I went through the first two episodes and I'm like, oh, I gotta savor these. I can't keep going because otherwise it's just gonna ruin it for me. You know, so I'm trying to spread it out, you know. I'm not trying
Yeah.
to it's like a cheat day. Like, you know, you can have a cheat day, but do you have the pizza, the tacos, the ice cream, all this stuff in one day? Or do you just have one pizza and you're like, oh, it's cool, and then wait till the next week to cheat again?
Have you seen It?
Yes.
Would you say Lock and Key is as scary as It, or is it more low key? Because I haven't watched any of Lock and Key yet.
I don't feel like Lock and Key was scary at all.
Oh, okay. Because
It wasn't.
I'm faltering in the middle whether I'm gonna watch this with my daughter or not. Because she likes that kind of stuff, but not if it gets too scary. Like, she
It
likes
wasn't.
Stranger Things. She likes things like The Magicians, where they kind of go into these fantasy things, and it can get kind of dark and scary from time to time, and people get killed,
Well,
but not full on it. You know what I mean?
right. It's kind of has a little bit of dark humor in it, a little bit, with some things. It has like the like you know what happens to the dad. They haven't full on shown, like, they don't make it as gory and as bad as it was in the comic book.
So is it PG-13 other than language, maybe?
I think it's actually 14 is the rating on it,
Hmm.
but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I didn't look at it, but like, it didn't have any of those moments where you'd like jump out and stuff. Like, they make you jump. And I'd be the first to tell you, yeah, I freaking jumped. And I jumped watching, I'll jump watching it. I didn't watch jump watching this so far. So, it's kind of like, if I was going to say, like, you know, like, did you jump watching Scream?
Oh, it's been so
Do you
long since I've
think
seen like
that's,
original Scream.
but do you think that's too scary? Because
That's
I think
slasher.
it,
I don't think she'd like sla she likes slasher. She likes a good thriller, but she doesn't like horror. That's why I'm saying she's just that's not
okay.
for her. And I said, well, this might not be full horror. It might just be like, Stranger Things, those kind of
No,
shows, to where it'll be a good, interesting tale about these kids, and you'll get into it.
yeah, they're just focusing on the house and finding mirrors and stuff, and or the mirror. They found the, remember how they found the mirror in the book, and the, you know, go through. They did that, and then they, you know, the kid goes through, and Bodhi goes through the first door, and then the whole family finds out by episode, I think at the end of episode one, which was kind of felt like it sped up because they didn't do that in the
Oh
book.
no. They didn't, even when
And
Bodhi tried to tell them, they didn't believe him. Remember?
right, they'd be like, whatever, Bodhi, I wish, like, you know, they would make smart ass comments like, if you had one wish and you could lose one of your five senses, what would you lose? And the sister's like, oh, I'd lose my hearing so I wouldn't have to hear you anymore, Bodhi, and things like that. Like, it's very much like, it's focused on the house a lot, and I don't think what I've seen thus far hasn't been horror. It's more so like, it might be like that, some of that Riverdale like
Oh,
darkness that they have.
okay.
I say test out the first episode and then make your call, but I don't think it's that bad.
Well, I didn't think it was gonna be bad enough for her not to be able to watch. She's old enough to watch this kind of stuff. But
Right.
whether she'd like it, whether I should just the heck with her and just go watch it without her, not worry about her being around. Because if I do include her, then I'm at that mercy. You know how it is when you're watching it with someone else
Right.
and you gotta wait for
Yeah,
them.
we just dealt with that with the TV show The Girls or The Good Girls or whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was like, come on, you don't really have to write down where we paused this to make sure I wasn't watching it, but she did. And yeah, which matter of fact, I just looked it up, and that show comes back. I didn't tell you in the text messages. February 16th, it comes back to NBC.
Nice.
So it's what, next week, right?
But technically, does that mean there's been some stuff showing in the fall that you didn't watch that's like season three? I don't know.
No, this is when I searched it, we both searched it, and it says season three starts
Oh,
February
okay.
16th.
Cool.
So you could watch it
DVR it.
weekly.
Nah, I'll DVR
Yeah,
it.
that's what Danielle mentioned. She was like, should we binge it all? And I'm like, hell no, I'm gonna watch it live.
Wow. See, I can't commit to live. Too much stuff happens in life. It's so hard to be there at
Right.
that hour every week to watch it.
Well, or we can watch it like next day, on Hulu or something. But I mean, I'm gonna watch it weekly unless like we go have a hockey tournament and we're not able to watch it. And I might catch like two episodes back to back
Nice.
because I do like the binging part, but then I don't want to just be stuck in front of a TV all day.
Well, that's my daughter's show. I don't really watch it. I just kind of saw some parts with her. So she'll watch it. She'll probably binge it if you ask between. She'll probably even wait for it to go to Netflix because she's moved on to other shows. So, but that's how I came across it. She was watching. I'm like, what the hell are you watching?
But it's so good, right?
No, it is
Like,
good.
I'm telling you, like I'm a huge fan of Matthew Lillard. So like when he like he's such a scumbag on that show that such a great actor that you're like, man, I hate you, but yet you're Shaggy. You know what I'm saying? Like, zoinks. But yeah, that's what I watched this week. There's some good TV out there right now, but finding time to watch TV or read comics or watch wrestling is very limited this time of the year.
Yeah, I'm kind of, it's my mood. Whatever I'm in the mood for, I'll watch.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I'm there with you because then there's other days that I just put on like satellite radio or something and listen to like alternative music or like something new comes out on Spotify. Say like Green Day's album came out today and I'm like, oh, I gotta see what they sound like now,
Yeah. That makes
Because now they're pushing 50, so I want
sense.
to hear what they sound like.
Yeah, you're not as angry when you're old. I'm sorry. When bands aren't hungry anymore, their music is a little stale. That's just the
You're not as angry when you're old, but when people see you, they think you have RBS, which is resting bitch face.
it goes. Yes, but they're not as angry. They have too much money to be that angry.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a punk rocker when you have that much money and you're going to your kids' soccer games and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But you did name your first album Dookie.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
All bands go through it. So it is what it is. Like
So
indie.
what do you say? Should we get the
Yeah.
donuts?
Yeah, we should, because I can't think of any other. I mean, I read some other ones, but nothing that stood out that was outstanding, so.
Are you sure you don't want to throw in another comic
I
at
am
you?
positive.
Okay.
Unless you can
All
think
right,
of one that
well.
I missed that I made fun of and you're trying to get me to talk about.
Oh no. I mean, we're trying to stay positive here, right?
Positivity. No toxicity.
Yeah.
No
Toxicity.
fanboys.
Oh yeah, fanboys. That reminds me. Speaking of October Faction, they like to slay monsters. Well, I've decided to change my name. I see what you did there. I decided to change my name to Fred the Fanboy Slayer Reads Comics. Because one thing that really makes me upset lately is the entitlement of fanboys thinking that they don't get their way or a creator doesn't do something a certain type of way, that they just act a clown and do dumb shit. And I can't deal with the thing this anymore.
No.
Like these 20-some-year-old dudes that think that it reminds me of Willy Wonka when what's the little German girl? And she's like, but I want it this way, Daddy.
Yeah.
Like, that's that shit. Like, Violet. Was that her name,
I think
Violet?
so. Yeah, 'cause
Yeah,
she
well,
turns
every.
purple,
Every
right? Yeah.
yeah. So all these fanboys turn into Violet and shit. And so eventually you're going to get stepped on and squished. Well, it's my turn now because us Italians, we like wine. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll get the
Heel turn.
donuts
What's your hat? You have it backwards. Who are you sporting?
I have a Yankees hat on.
Huh?
The Yankees?
Okay. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you.
Yeah, there's no Red Sox hats here anyways. I've seen a lot of people that are Red Sox fans trading them in for Blue Jays hats lately, so. See what I did there, Joe? Not you.
None.
No different, Joe.
Woo.
Why is your face so red? Are you freebasing?
I don't know. I never took my hoodie off. I feel different.
Huh?
Cool, okay. Cool. Well, another good week of wrestling. AEW wins again. Only reason I'm saying it, because I actually thought they might get, Charlotte might give them a run for their money, but Charlotte was not very good. She did not change the ratings. She's the female Roman Reigns.
Well, maybe next, though, when people know ahead of time.
They knew ahead of time.
They knew ahead of time.
They said she's coming to the...
Yeah, they hinted to it on, was it Monday night?
Okay. I think so.
Okay. I didn't know. So.
That's because we don't watch it, but if you had social media account.
Yeah, it was all over Twitter.
Which you shouldn't have, because that's so much toxicity. It's like walking into the girls' bathroom at your school.
Because that's who they need to capture is the Twitter, because we know all the old 50-year-olds are watching it already. So they're trying to get younger people to watch NXT.
Right, because Andrew and all his friends are watching
I'm not watching it. I haven't watched NXT in 3 weeks.
We found out that they don't put the new episodes on Hulu unless you record it.
Yeah.
Who?
Because we try watching.
Yeah, we don't watch it anymore.
I started it this morning.
Oh, you recorded it?
No, it's always recording. That 1 week, I don't know what happened, but it's recording.
You deleted it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what happened. You said, I don't know what happened. I deleted it.
I didn't. We don't record anything.
So if we record it, does that count for their view then?
Okay, the way it works is it's called... DVR plus 3. It's a stat, which means you can DVR it, but you have to watch it within 3 days.
Oh, so
it doesn't count.
Like if you DVR things in like same for like 6 months before you binge something, they don't get like credit towards their ratings and stuff that way. Mm. It's called DVR plus 3 is my understanding. So if you DVR it and watch it the next day or on the weekend,
I think
then
if we end up watching it, we watch it like Thursday.
Yeah.
I'll watch a little bit Thursday morning before I go to school, if I already watched AEW.
Yeah. I stayed up for AEW this week, which sometimes can be hard for me. It's, you know, that's the thing, West Coast. It makes me wonder, you know, if that hurts certain shows, because it's on much later out here. So maybe they'd get bigger numbers on. I wonder what their West Coast numbers are, to be honest.
What time does it start over there?
It starts at 9. So that means the show's over at 11.
Ours starts at 8.
Yeah. I mean, that 1 hour makes a difference up after 11 on a weekday. Yeah, think about how many kids that have to go to bed, you know, that aren't watching it. They could maybe get more ratings. And that's both programs.
Do you feel like the NXT just gets the 50 over numbers because it's some old dude that just fell asleep in his recliner and he was watching something before it?
It's possible. I've been trying to figure that out. I told you, I don't understand why. Because if you look at NXT, there's some things about NXT that doesn't seem like they would appeal to that demo. Like, there's a lot of women's matches on NXT, let's be honest. And a lot of that demo doesn't necessarily like women's wrestling. The women's wrestling fans seem to be younger fans. And then there's a lot of minority wrestlers on NXT, to be honest. They do a very good job of, when you think about it, in high-profile roles.
But they could be like... diehard Vince McMahon fans or something.
I guess, because I think of that NXT crowd when you say over 50, I start thinking of the guys that follow like Cornette. And you're like, okay, so that's interesting that they are into NXT, because NXT's kind of hip and it's kind of modern, you know, they mix in modern
Cornette
music.
But a lot of Cornette people don't follow AEW because it's outlaw wrestling.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. That's the only thing I can figure. It's just interesting that demo... Mm-hmm. Is the demo that, because NXT is not like WWE, and I bet you if NXT was its own independent thing, they'd probably do better, because there's some people that don't watch it just because it's WWE, you know.
Yeah, or they don't get the network, so they don't really watch it.
Well, speaking of the network, you know, Vince McMahon had his phone call and he was talking about how he wasn't going to change anything because of AEW, and AEW is not like forcing him to change anything, but he is discussing maybe moving all his pay-per-views to another site. So is this the death to the WWE network soon?
For me, it is.
No, I think it would just be originals, like the ones where they do the in the car.
Right, but people are buying it not to watch fucking people walk or drive around in a
that's
car.
That's what you watch.
But she wouldn't buy it for that.
No, and right. That's why we canceled it.
Like when I had it, I did the same thing. I used to watch The Drive, and I used to watch The Dining for Three or whatever, where you'd get some interesting wrestlers. I enjoy that. I won't lie, but
then
that's not enough to get me to spend $10 for. Hell no.
Right, they didn't update content enough and stuff. So, but if the pay-per-views were better, then we were winning, paying $9.99 to get a good, you know, a decent pay-per-view and being like, dude, I'm getting a pay-per-view for, like, instead of paying the $50 like AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can just feed you a bunch of shit and be like, whatever, dude, you only paid $10. Why are you bitching?
Yeah. Isn't there a WWE pay-per-view once a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot. That'd be $50 a month.
That's a lot.
Now, I go back to that time when I would spend like $30. It was 30 back during the wars. And you'd have two pay-per-views a month. You'd have a WCW mm-hmm. pay-per-view, and you'd have a WWF pay-per-view. And that shit got expensive.
Right.
You know.
Unless you got one of those cards that went inside your...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, there were ways. Satellite. There were other ways. But right. let's say we were doing it legally. There, yeah. That got expensive. And I don't...
Or you would have a couple buddies over and you would charge them, you know, $10 mm-hmm. a piece or something to, like, cover the cost. But, yeah.
I don't know, because I see people on Twitter when I ask why they didn't watch the AEW show or something like that, or why they don't watch New Japan. They don't want to spring for the money to watch that stuff. They're like, I just get the network. I can watch all I want for $10. If you take that from them, I'm not so sure these people are going to start dropping the extra money for even WWE pay-per-views, especially not the regular ones. Maybe they'll drop it for Mania. They'll drop it for Rumble, SummerSlam. You know what I mean? But they're not going to drop it for the regular monthly ones. There's no way.
Most of their fans are paying for, like, they're not doing it for, like, they're doing it for content, not for, like, you know, quality.
Yeah.
It's not because the shows are great quality, but I know if I'm going to spend $50 for an AEW pay-per-view that they're going to give me everything we want as a fan, because I'm spending $50, and Cody said sometimes our shows are six, 7 hours long because mm-hmm. he wants to make sure fans are getting $50 worth of entertainment.
And it's not every month, so they spread it out nice. You know? God, if they were doing that to me every month, I wouldn't do it for AEW either.
Hell no.
And some of them, they do, like, last year they gave us, what, two free shows because they wanted to thank us for paying for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not me, because I don't pay for it.
You don't pay for shit.
Yeah, I think they might do something like that again, but we'll see. Now that they have two TV shows, they may not do that, but... And then let's get into that. What do they do with all this talent that now can't be seen? Because let's say they cut back on pay-per-views.
They got to start selling them.
Yeah.
Selling
the talent.
They got to get rid of their talent. They have to buy them out or something because it's...
Oh.
I think right now he's so, like, worried about because this weekend, you know, tomorrow, XFL starts.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like... worrying about competing with the NFL, and it's just going to screw over his company, his wrestling company, because you can't run two ships, man. You got to step away. You're like 70 some years old. You're not. It's time to give Hunter the reins.
And the parallels are insane when you think about it. They make fun of AEW for challenging the status quo, which is WWE, and he's trying to challenge one of the greatest status quos we have. The NFL. Yeah. You know what I mean?
they're like the good old boys club that it's harder than shit to get into. Yeah. And that's why he's trying to challenge it, because they've never let him in or his buddy.
Yeah, or his buddy.
And that's why they're trying to, he's trying to challenge, because he's jealous that he could never be a good old boy.
Yeah.
So this is, so he's trying to compete, but now he's trying to, you know, when it first came out, it was about being flashy and being provocative and things like that. And now it's like he wants to do safety and things, to make it more appealing, which makes sense. But I don't know, to find fans in the cities that he's put these teams in, you got to put them in diehard cities.
And it's inferior football. It really is. I mean, let's be honest. It isn't. And you don't have, like you said, there's no built-in allegiance. It's not like college ball, you root for it, even though it's not necessarily as good as the NFL, because you have an allegiance to that college, to that university, to that city, to that state. What I just building an allegiance to a professional team in an entire league, and you don't have any real stars to build it around. It'd be like if AEW got all unknown guys.
Yeah, it's not like when the USFL was around and they had like the Herschel Walkers or the Anthony Carters or Bobby Hebert and good players, Jim Kelly, Steve Young, guys that went on. These guys are like not even close to that
level.
These
are
They were
scout
signing
team
dudes.
At best.
These guys are like, they're going to make your practice squad.
Yeah.
Or they could make the Detroit Lions, but.
No, you can make fun of your Lions all you want, but no, there's nobody in the starting lineup for the Detroit Lions that's going to play at this level. I mean, that plays at the Detroit Lion level is going to be in that league. They're even better than that. There's no way.
Yeah, I think, I mean, not to be all about sports, but I think he just needs to step away, give it to the younger guy, because you know what? When NXT was going up and Hunter was in charge of it before Vince, started bringing these people down, it was WCW. It was everything that AEW is doing right now. But they've gotten away from it, and it's starting to hurt them.
I at this point, because of what's happened, I wonder if even Hunter could get it under control, because he's given long-term contracts that I think maybe even Hunter would want to get rid of.
You know what?
I think
WWE draft.
in the WWE level, I think Hunter might want to let go of some of these older guys that McMahon has given some longer contracts and focus on some of his younger talent, because he knows that's where the future is. But McMahon has locked up some of these older guys for a long time, and so he's like, well, I'm stuck with the Ortons. I'm stuck with I don't know, just all these older guys that I'm going to have to keep using on my show because I'm paying them. So I can't necessarily just push them aside for who I want to focus on, my Ciampas,
And
my
even
Adam
if he,
Coles, all these guys that he sees like it, under the right focus could be superstars.
Even if he just handed it over out of nowhere, all the storylines, nobody cares about the Raw and SmackDown storylines,
Yeah.
but that's only probably the best part about the shows, even though I don't watch it. But it's if he just handed it down, the everything would get messed up, so I feel like he would have to do like a draft or something. Redraft the shows.
And dump a show.
Fresh start.
I would dump a show.
They would have to drop like SmackDown because they're Raw's longest running, so they want to keep that.
I would take the NXT style to Friday night, and it would blow up.
So you're saying don't have NXT and go to SmackDown? Bring all those guys to SmackDown?
And
Have
book
all
it
the other
like
guys on
NXT.
Raw? Oh, okay.
Book it like
Okay.
NXT. Maybe call it NXT if you have to, just to get people to like wash the nasty taste out of their mouth with SmackDown. They're never gonna drop the Raw name, so that's why I wouldn't say take it to Raw, because Raw is like too much history for them. They'll never drop the Raw name.
Yeah.
But I mean, some other things that came out of that I thought was ridiculous for them saying that they haven't changed. I mean, they've changed a lot. They do more stuff that AEW does on their shows. Similar storylines, similar characters, similar type matches. They've promoted a lot of the cruiserweight guys to main, stream matches to show off the same style. A lot of focus on the Ricochet and guys like that can do a lot of the similar things. I just think it's silly. The Asian wrestlers, promoted the Asian wrestlers a lot, call them Joshi. That's a result of AEW. And then the contracts.
They weren't gonna take like Impact or like New Japan seriously there, but seeing that Cody was in other wrestlers that were in that company, like Chris Jericho and Cody were both in WWE for a long time, so they know their weaknesses. They know what people want and what they don't have.
Yep, makes sense.
They need to start taking all these companies seriously, because Marty Scurll is working with everyone right now, and it's gonna happen that he's works with AEW. And when all these companies work together and they team up to take down the big dog, it's over. Because they're doing it the right way. Like Scro's got, he's working with New Japan. He sent like the bouncers over to NWA this weekend. He's putting talent on every show, and then they gets eyes on his company. He's even doing it better right now, I would say, than AEW.
You're probably doing it
Because
right.
he has people talking that might not be watching it, and they're like, wait, who's in charge of Ring of Honor now that I'm seeing these guys everywhere? And I mean, we were the first people that shit on Ring of Honor hardcore and stuff, and now I'm just like going, oh wow.
They gave it to
All
the
they needed
main
was one
star.
person.
They pretty much handed the company to the main star.
Well, you always used to
Just
say
took it.
Bubba Ray was not booking well.
Oh, he booked it? That's why his wife was on the show all the time? Oh. Well.
He was the booker.
The
And that's
whole
why it felt
Enzo
like
bullshit was
TNA.
his idea.
So he left a TNA and started trying to do Ring of Honor?
But he wasn't looking at the big picture. Like Marty has a plan, and
He does.
he knows what sells in each country and gets eyes on it, because you
He's
know
wrestled everywhere.
he's been with the Young Bucks and Cody, and they've all thrown ideas around in other companies.
Because to be honest, I really enjoyed this AEW show this week, but it wasn't a perfect show, and AEW is not, it's not the highest level of wrestling by any means. If you ask me, there's a lot of gimmicky stuff. They do make some botches. Camera guys are not in the right place a lot. They make the moves don't look as good as they could if they would be in the right place. They miss things. Just a lot of silly, but it's a lot of fun. The show just feels fun. It doesn't feel like the wrestlers are tired, overworked, hate their gimmicks, unhappy. I don't know. You don't get that when you watch an AEW show. You get that everyone's having a good time, at least.
Plus, the fans are having a great time at every arena that they're at as well. So, and I think they feed off the energy of the crowd, which, might make them do some even crazier stuff because they're like, wow, this crowd's really digging this, I think what it is like, we mentioned that it was like an alternative to WWE, and I think their main thing was to change the wrestling industry. And they have already. And people are recognizing, I mean, they get close to 1 million viewers each week. What was it, 900 and some thousand? And this isn't even before a pay-per-view. What are we, 3 weeks out in front of a
Yeah, three or
pay-per-view?
four.
So you should normally the week of the pay-per-view and the week after the pay-per-view should be your highest shows. So they're gonna hit 1 million.
And the booking is smart right now. I mean, we had a lot of complaints a month ago that we just didn't see what they were doing. What are they doing? I just see it smart. Like Paige is over again, and they had like ruined Adam Page. He really like he was a nope. Now the crowd's going nuts for him. They're screaming cowboy shit. He looks strong. He's gonna be in the title picture eventually.
Does some funny drunk stuff
Yeah,
because
he's over. Omega's over. Omega's doing well. He's being set up for a future, run. When you Mox would be over, but they're doing a really good job of using Mox to make he got Ortiz over. Now he's gonna get Santana over next week. They're just doing a really good job of using the people. If they can just figure out how to do that more with the women's division, I think they've got it made.
I
And
like how Britt Baker actually doing something with the dentist, except she's the evil dentist that nobody likes.
it makes sense. Nobody wants to go to the dentist.
Like you know how what's his name? Brutus Beefcake used to cut people's hair. I think she's gonna stomp their teeth out.
Ooh, makes sense.
Because that's what she did to Yuka.
Yuka. And I told your dad Yuka was perfect for her to do all that shit too, because she's like little and cute, and like the fans just love her like that. And for her to do all that mean shit to her, it like magnifies. It's like when someone beats up Marco Stunt, you know what I mean? It just like makes it even more like, oh my God, this person's so evil. So they boo him and stuff. So it worked. Yeah. More of that. And Nyla's just got to learn how to be better. She nearly killed Riho, man. Didn't even break the damn table.
What's with the... Does Pac and her have, like, a connection now? Like, is that all of a sudden, like, they're just friends? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just more because that's going to be the title match. So hopefully I'm going to score a lot of points next week in the Fantasy League when Riho...
He said new champ, though.
Huh?
He said during the show he was, like, new champ.
Well, of course I'm going to say new champ, but I have her on my team.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win. Like, oh, speaking of that, who won this week?
Oh, we're going there. We're going to go into that now. Just kind of bring the whole mood down. We know you know who won this week. Yes, our inaugural champ is the Nerdvana aggregate people.
Who's in second place, though?
We're tied. We both have 8 points, mister.
Tied.
Sorry.
Oh.
I'm still in second
place. These guys tied for last.
If Britt had won, I'd have beat you.
Yeah.
If Britt had won. A lot of ifs. Wrestling is so close. You know what hurts
Joey
you?
Joey Janela would have won. Joey Janela.
Well, yeah, that really hurts you. If you'd got Janela, you'd have a lead on us. It would be careful. But for him, he got points from Sabian, but Sabian was already at -2. So he could have definitely, those 4 points would have launched him, but he didn't get the whole 4 points.
Why?
Because because he had -2. He lost two matches the last two matches. So
and then the Kenny Omega thing hurt me too, because I was like, I knew that they were gonna set up that they would lose and it would be Hangman would cause the issues to start more drama.
But it kind of evened out because I got a -2 and he got a negative. He got a negative for Paige. I got a negative for one of the Hardys, one of the Jackson brothers.
And both the Lucha Bros.
I got 2 points for the Lucha Bros, but I was so far behind that helped me catch you. But we all got a -1 on that, so it didn't really. But yeah, if you'd gotten Janela, you would have been way. You wouldn't be catchable. You're catchable. We have 8 points. You have 12. So we're just one good week away.
They're setting up Kenny versus Pac. So if I have both guys, so instead of getting 4 points, I'll get 3 points for one of them winning.
Yeah.
I was doing the math in my head when I seen them like kind of start booking. I'm like, okay, well, I still could get 3 no matter who wins.
But isn't it -2 if it's like a disqualification?
No.
What?
No. It's always just -1 if you look at the points. You can get more points or you can get less points, but you never get a -2. So let's say, okay, if you win by count out, you only get 2 points for singles. That's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, so...
But they don't do a lot of count. AEW doesn't do that kind of stuff. That's another reason why I like it.
They do draw a little bit.
They do draw. Like, that's a no contest. Nobody gets anything and nobody is punished for it.
Oh, I see.
So that's just like the match never happened. So
if you have two good wrestlers against each other, like if you have Kenny versus Pac, you could get no points. But wait, he would get points for pay-per-view, though. Pay-per-view.
No, if it's a no contest, they get it's a zero zeros no matter
for
what.
For having a match on pay-per-view?
Yeah, even a match on a pay-per-view. If it's a no contest, no one gets points. But I don't think they do that. They're not that style of wrestling company. WWE, they do that. But you're winning. So does anyone want to pick anyone up? This is the time to pick anyone up. Settle with your team.
Oh, but wouldn't everybody have to do it?
No.
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 You could drop a person and pick up a free agent.
No, I'm good. Let me check. No.
I'm sticking too. You sticking?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm sticking.
I don't know. You might have wanted to drop Santana or something. Santana's going to give you negative next week. I hope you know.
It's okay. We can make a deal. Who's you can have.
He's going against Moxley. Mm-hmm.
You can have Trent.
No.
Wait, I don't want to lose points. You're good. You got it.
No, I'm not getting rid of anyone.
You got it, buddy.
Gotcha. I considered Yuka, but I don't know how long she's going to be there. She's just like Bea Priestley, but different. It's like, when are they going to be there and when aren't they going to be there?
You could pick up Wardlow and take the loss to Cody in a cage match.
What if he ends up winning?
What?
What if Wardlow ends up winning?
What if he doesn't? I mean, why are we playing what ifs?
But like, how would they? No, that's fine. Because they already booked the match for the show.
Does anyone know what happened on Dark already? Does anybody have a lead for?
Yeah, Joe's gonna get 4 more points, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
It's 4 more than the rest of us, I get.
It's because, 4 more than
because Shida wins again.
Oh, I told you that's the best player on his team. Why do you think I tried to make a trade for her?
A tie with the first place.
What, a tie?
Yeah.
But then you're gonna lose the next night. So what the hell's the matter?
So next week, I'll be tied with first place until Dynamite.
What's that mean?
I understand.
And Andrew will still have.
That just means you're the number one contender, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
But you don't have the strap because it stays on the man.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is the negatives come into play because you didn't make that much more points between the dark show and the Dynamite show.
He'll lose a point too, so you don't even tie me because Jungle Boy and Marco Stunt lose to the Dark Order. Ooh. And you have Jungle Boy, so boom, eat it, yeah.
Can you stop thinking?
Boom!
Let me have the spotlight for once.
Huh? No, get out of my shadow, bro.
Yeah, you got to factor in the negative points. Like, your dad kind of didn't change that much from Tuesday to Wednesday because he lost
some points.
It's
all about consistency. Got to stay consistent. I told you that. To get ripped, you got to keep doing it. Eat right, work out. It's all about being consistent.
Can you just take a break?
Huh?
You just took a Super Bowl break?
A Super Bowl break?
Yeah.
That's a Sunday. That's always a break, fool.
Yeah, so every Sunday you just get
real
big.
Yep, I carve
next
up.
Day.
That's cool. So no changes, no trades. So Fred's the first champ.
Oh.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. The champ is here.
I got MLW news.
Oh.
We got to deal with Dragon Gate.
Yes.
Breaking news.
Yes.
I've heard Dragon Gate is a little complicated to get into. Do you guys watch Dragon Gate?
No.
We've watched shows in the past when Brody Lee was there.
Or just, one match?
His match. Actually watched that pay-per-view. You were tiny.
Oh.
But yeah, it's Luke Harper. He was wrestling in. It's a lot of factions, just like on New Japan.
Gotcha.
But for NWA news this week, Matt Cross, a.k.a. Son of Havoc for you Lucha Underground fans, is on NWA. And they're giving us longer matches now on NWA as well.
Nice.
It's not those squash matches. But one thing that stood out to me this week was that they kept hitting on that Thunder Rosa was the first ever female-born Mexican champion of NWA. And they kept mentioning that. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. I didn't think she was going to retain. I told you I thought she was going to lose.
I told you she was over.
Yeah, I still thought she was going to lose. I was shocked to give Allison that many losses back-to-back like that. But
it's Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
He's not Dixie Carter.
Yeah.
It's Billy. You might not like his music, but he's doing the right thing right now.
Doing the right thing right now.
Didn't he have, wasn't he in charge of Impact for a while?
No, he just, his money was part of it, but he didn't have say. I think Hulk Hogan and Dixie Carter were booking that.
God, that was a mess. Such a mess.
You're a fan of the Aces of Eight.
You like the Aces.
So I didn't see Impact, but I saw a highlight of Vikingo versus, who was he in the ring with?
Oh, that's a match. Might as well go watch it.
And it looked pretty awesome.
I'm just take a break. Go watch the match real quick.
Yeah, you need to watch that. Your guy was on there looking good. It's pretty cool. I didn't watch any ROH. I didn't watch any MLW. I'm getting ready for some New Japan. So you got to tell us, is New Japan, is this the week that Naito faces Kenta? No, we're talking to you. You're supposed to know.
Me? He's the New Japan, do you think?
I think it's this weekend, but I thought you would have known. Seeing you're always on your phone, what are you doing?
Not looking at New Japan news.
What were you looking at?
Man.
New Japan nudes?
No. Not New Japan news.
Were you looking at Okada's?
No.
The Golden Lovers.
Watching AAA.
Yeah. You're trying to get in the Golden Lovers?
Okada's not in the Golden Lovers.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Back to that Vince McMahon thing. They said that they're going to try to sign Okada. What do you think of that, Joey?
I don't think that would happen. They want to get Okada versus Shinsuke because they were Shinsuke was in charge and he was just standing next to him while he was in charge of chaos. So they might try to get that. That's all I see.
They're not going to get him.
If they had him, that's all they would try to do.
Vince McMahon just wants to put fake news out there so that it gets people in uproar. But he's not going to leave Japan. He's like the Godzilla of Japan. He's a legend.
See, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he leaves either.
No. Why would he want to go to America to sit there on the bench with everyone else so they can high-five Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn?
And I'm sure Kenta has told all of them a lot of stories about how things went down.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or, even Juice.
Very true.
I don't
Mox.
think that I don't think it's a good idea. It's not a good look. I mean, unless you're looking to get paid, but eventually they're going to run out of money because they're signing dudes like Heath Slater and No Way Jose to 5-year deals. I mean, come on. Where are they coming up with all this money? Where's his credit card statement? I want to see that.
Did you see on Twitter, Rebbe Hardy took that meme of where she's tearing up the where Pelosi's tearing up the speech and said that's what Vince McMahon is doing to Matt Hardy ideas, meaning that she tears up. So
Yeah, but I'm not. That could be an angle and stuff, and he might resign. I'm not buying into any more of this. Somebody's gonna leave until they actually leave.
I'm starting to believe the Revival are going to leave. They asked for their release again.
What did I say last week?
The exact same thing you just said.
Okay, well, I'm consistent. I told you it's all about
You
consistency.
can't have reruns on the
What,
show.
reruns?
It's reinforcing your point of
Rerun
view.
was from What's Happening. Hey.
So,
Big Sure. You used to watch that?
yeah, I did used to watch that.
Yeah, I could do the rerun dance too. Oh, see that, Joe? Yeah, what's up, Joe? You saw that rerun dance? Hell yeah. Pop locking. Huh? What you doing, Joe?
Oh, last
Hey,
week Pauly
hey,
Shore, this
hey.
week rerun.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Do that rerun dance.
Oh, this isn't wrestling, but I have a Pauly Shore story for you. That
Okay.
okay,
I love
so
Pauly Shore. He's my hero. That's my spirit
it's
animal.
just right out. I'm telling my buddy Felipe about what happened to Pauly Shore and how Five Meets even did a cartoon, and he's all, he goes, "Well, you remember we saw him in Vegas?" And I go, "What?" He goes, "Remember?" And he reminded me, and I totally forgot that we ran into him in Circus Circus. He was walking towards us. He had a girl with him. And my buddy
She was
Felipe
hot,
goes,
right?
"The weasel," like that. And Paulie had like a towel, and he kind of raised it over him, his like thing, so other people wouldn't see him. And he goes, "Hey, buddy." And he kept walking. And he was with a girl, and he just walked right by us. And I totally forgot about that we had seen him in Vegas. This was a long time ago, too. This was like in the late 90s, like maybe 97, 98, somewhere around there. So
Right.
he might have been there doing a stand-up or something.
Well, you know, his mom owns the comedy club,
Yes.
right? His family does. So he's the dude is always had money, but he just wanted to dress like Juice Robinson,
Yes.
and then all the chicks liked him because he's stretched his words out and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I couldn't have, I wouldn't have remembered that in a million years. I'd totally forgotten that. Of course, I was probably a little drunk that night too. But yeah, we ran into
You
him.
know, it's a, if we're sharing like stories at Mardi Gras, I went to Mardi Gras. It was
Okay.
probably like
Okay.
2000.
Time to turn off
I
the mic.
saw Carrot Top there, and this
Ah.
dude is like so ripped and stuff, but he looks like the Wendy's chick, so it's so funny to me. It's so funny to me. Now I'm like, are they hanging out with him because he makes funny gadgets or what's happening, or is it because he's like on all this like creatine and things like that, because that's he was freaking huge then.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was just walking around with like some hot chick and stuff. She probably worked at the strip club or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
She
he
looked like
does
she
have
worked at
money.
the strip.
So.
Yeah. So who's better actor, Pauly Shore or Carrot Top?
Oh, Pauly Shore. It's not even a
Okay,
contest.
I was gonna say we would have to end this right now if you said Carrot
Yeah,
Top.
it's not even a contest. So.
No one cares that your friend looks like Carrot Top, Joe.
Who is
I'm sorry for your friend.
Who's Carrot Top? You don't know who Carrot Top is? Well, you're gonna have to Google him.
What are you saying?
He said who's he wants to know who Carrot Top is.
Should I look it up right now?
Yeah, you can Google it once we're done.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm about to go look.
All right, dead air.
Yeah, but the like Pauly Shore is definitely like one of my favorites, and I can tell that we've got tons of feedback this past week because of the Pauly Shore comments.
Yes.
So there's a lot of people between the ages of 35 and 45 that
Yeah.
feel the same way about Pauly as I do. So he's definitely Generation X.
Yes.
He's over with Generation X.
I don't know. I'm Gen X too, and he's a little under me age-wise. He's definitely
You.
too old. Joey's demographic is like, who the hell is he?
No, he's seen all his movies though.
Because
We
of you,
watch him.
but his friends haven't
Right.
seen him.
Yeah.
No, I bet what's his name has?
Who?
Malik.
Malik.
Malik
Yeah,
watches
he might
weird
know.
stuff.
But the dude is hilarious, in my opinion. And just imagine him, like, he used to be on MTV all the time with introducing videos and acting just as crazy.
Charm life, Paulie had.
Yeah, he dressed like a weirdo, but you know, he was out there, but yeah.
It made him money. Gotta do what you gotta do. So,
Yeah.
and he's a little dude too. He's like Marco Stunt size.
Is he?
He's not much taller. He might be taller, but he's still not very
He's
big.
not that short.
How do you know if he's not short?
I've seen him in the movies. He's not that short.
Dude, the movies, he's sitting standing next to Sean Astin, who's like 5'1".
Yeah, you know how
I've seen
short
him.
like Tom Cruise really is and all these guys?
Sean Astin is short. The dude that plays Rudy, he's a hobbit in real life. He's got hairy toes and everything.
Yeah, these guys are a little shorter than you think, a lot of these Hollywood
Yeah.
guys.
The camera makes you look bigger, taller, and to put on some pounds. The LBs.
LBs.
Those LBs. Yeah, linebacker. What the hell are you looking at?
Well, that's it. That's all I have for wrestling this week. Oh, Killer Cross. He broke our heart and went to WWE,
Yeah.
so I'm not
I
going to
don't
watch
even
him for
want to
3 years.
talk about him.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when is how is he going to do the MLW show?
He's not going to.
I think he's going to
So.
finish maybe that last one, or is he done?
No, they're pre-taped, so he can't do that. I think he was scheduled for a pay-per-view or something, and that
Against
didn't happen.
Lawler.
Yeah,
Gotcha.
that can't happen, no.
You're right.
But and then Timothy Thatcher is gone too,
Yeah.
so
That's fine. I
which
agree.
that's no big deal. I
No.
think that's more to put him in like NXT UK or something.
Yeah, definitely.
So, who's the leader of the Dark Order? Brian Cage or
Christopher
or
Daniels.
Harper?
No. Christopher Daniels.
Really? If he's
Daniels
the
might
one,
be
I'm going to be
scary
disappointed if it's
looking.
Christopher Daniels. Don't tell me that.
Like he's planning attacks on his own guys. That would make sense, but.
I know, but it'd be such a letdown.
Maybe it's Darby Allin.
No, I want it to be someone new. Don't say that. I want it to be somebody. Luke Harper or Brian Cage. I also want either Harper or Cage to be Sean
Darby's
Spears.
guy,
No,
right?
Sean
Oh,
Spears'
never mind.
partner, who Sean Spears finally picks. That's what I would like to see. Because he's in search of a tag team partner. That's his storyline right now. You don't watch Dark, Fred. But
No,
that's his
neither do I.
storyline.
No, I
Does
don't
he
watch.
like so the Janela thing's over?
What? No, it can't be
Spears
over.
isn't with Janela, really. He isn't doing much. He's letting Sabian.
Janela, yeah, Janela's against
Yeah, I know,
Sabian.
but Janela was with against like Spears before. And
Spears has no angle right now.
No, his angle is to find a tag team partner. He did a great interview right now, and it's about finding a tag team partner. That's his angle. He did a really cool shoot interview where he talked about, people tell me, well, you're not doing anything. You're not in the title picture. He's like, dude, you don't get it. He goes, I'm exactly where I want to be. He goes, I work 2 days a week. I'm free to do whatever I want. I make my own like storylines. Of course, I have somebody who tells me yes or no on a few things. He goes, but I'm doing exactly what I want. He goes, my time will come. He goes, it's about being free. It's about having like not my life always on the road. It's about, he's like, says he's like the happiest he's ever been. He's like, he doesn't feel like he's in a bad spot, you know? Says,
And he's not with his fiance, right?
well, she's always working, but she hasn't been working lately, I think. So who knows? Because I haven't seen them on TV in a long time.
Maybe it's because of all this stuff happened in Australia.
Possibly. Possibly. But they did just get
Maybe.
married, so she's not a
Maybe.
fiance. They're married.
Well, they are. He's a lucky dude.
Yeah. So he goes, not everybody has to have the title. He goes,
Who's luckier, him or
You just hit the
PK?
what's better, pizza or tacos? I mean, wow.
Joe, not those type of tacos. What the fuck, Joe?
I don't know. I can't answer that. Those are both very good-looking women. Hit me with a
Yeah.
hard one. Hit me with a hard one there.
I mean, one of them's 43 right now and still looks like that.
Yeah, so. All right. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. Do you have an answer to that?
No, that's why I
Yeah.
asked.
Joe?
I don't know.
Joe thinks that when he watched the halftime show, he was like, Dad, they're old.
Yeah.
He was like, they should have done this show 8 years
8 years ago.
ago when they were relevant.
When pe No, I didn't say when they were old. I said when people knew who
So
they
do you
were.
like Riho? She's like the youngest, right?
What?
Do you like Rio?
No.
He's not
just
gonna
trying
tell
to figure
us.
Out what you like.
No. It's gotta
you
be
like
one
Selena
thing.
De La Renta.
Yeah, Selena De La Renta.
No, that's Angela.
Yeah, you do. Look at you blushing and shit right now. Oh, mamacita.
Nope.
You're gonna start like screaming like Vicente Fernandez. Yeah, that's what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
I try to do it to him. I'll put on some Enrique Iglesias.
No, not Enrique Iglesias. It's okay to put his dad, but Enrique's a fool.
Julio used to sing like to all the girls he loved before and things like that. Yeah. I remember that.
Julio was a stud. He was a crooner like Sinatra. He was like a Mexican Sinatra, man. You got them all.
Well, now you're going to have Joe listening to because when he takes a shower, all I hear is Sinatra or Dean Martin in there. And I'm like, what the hell is my grandpa in there? What the hell is Who's listening to this?
Are you listening to that for reals?
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
He's like, all of a sudden I hear da 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 da. How lucky could one man be?
You know, XM Radio has a Sinatra channel. And when my youngest would give me a hard time, this is when she's young, too. She's about 6 or 7. She'd give me a hard time. I put it on that channel on purpose just to annoy the hell out of her. She'd be in the back seat. And I go, we're going to listen to some Sinatra now. No!
Oh, I'm serious.
She thought,
I'm serious.
Uh-huh. She thought Sinatra was like the worst thing in the world. I put that on. It was like instant punishment.
It's that mobster money that got him notoriety. Old Blue Eyes right there.
Yep. Huh? New York, New York. You're wearing a Yankees hat. You gotta.
No, I'm on the ground. But like, nothing against it.
No
like,
respect. No respect.
Put it on the
table. All right, well, take us out of here. Oh, I guess we should say where we're at. You can find us at Real Comics on Twitter. You can find us at Indie Alley on Twitter. You can find us at Comics Fred on Twitter. It's a lot of places to find us.
Yeah, that's where you'll find us. That's where we'll be.
I'll be right here.
So take
what
us
are you
out.
Gonna say?
Oh, okay. So. New thing. Okay? At Indie Alley, I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. That's what you want to do? You say you want to say something stupid after every...